Hello and thanks for watching Proactive New York. Joining me today is Sean Tabak. He's the Chief Financial Officer of Naked Wines PLC. Sean, great to speak with you today.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Sean, for those viewers not familiar with the company, can you tell us more about Naked Wines?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So Naked Wines is disrupting the wine industry for benefits of consumers and winemakers. We're doing this by bringing together consumers and winemakers and eliminating essentially the non-value-added intermediaries in the process. We build strong relationships with our winemakers. We offer them security, long-term commitments, autonomy to make the wines that they love and their best wines, and an ability to focus on their passions and return to their craft. We provide an ecosystem that connects everyday wine drinkers with the world's best independent winemakers. And this community gives consumers insights into the wines they drink and who is making them. And winemakers can use the product data and feedback to make even better quality wines. And because we've eliminated the non-value-added intermediaries, particularly in the US, which has a three-tier distribution system, we are able to offer consumers significantly better wine for their money. And we believe that the best results come from connecting consumers and producers. And this gives our angels tangible information about the wines and the winemaker they're buying from, and a real sense of connection.
Well, let's get back to the angels in just a moment. So I mean, you mentioned the United States, and that's a big market for you and a big area of focus at the moment. Is that where you're seeing the best growth opportunity?
Yeah, certainly. So we have three divisions in the business. We have the US, which is now our largest business and also our fastest growing business. We have our UK business, which is our second largest, and we have a business in Australia as well. And as I mentioned, the US market represents about half of our sales at this point in time. And it's also where we see the largest growth opportunity. Globally, we have a $24 billion TAM today. And just to give you a sense, the TAM in the US is about $20 billion. So we really see a significant growth opportunity in that market as we serve the US consumer.
So to what extent do you think your growth has been accelerated by coronavirus or COVID-19, and with more consumers looking for online marketplaces like Naked Wines?
Yeah, certainly. So our fiscal 21 was a breakthrough year for the company. In total, we grew just under 70%. In the US market, we grew just under 80%. So we saw a significant acceleration and a step function change in the scale of the business. And much of that was driven by the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdowns and a general shift towards online wine buying in the market. And that really benefited us as people discovered the proposition that we have for consumers and the value that we can bring to them.
And as the market reopens again, do you hold onto those subscribers or angels, as you call them? Do they stay with you?
Yeah, so our model is a subscription model, and we have very high retention historically in the business. And I think that's really driven by the quality of the wines, the proposition that we're offering to consumers. And so with our annual results at the end of the year last year, we also showed the first 2 months of the year how retention, customer retention was faring. And we saw that it continued to be very, very strong. As we reported that, and again, I think it's all driven by the amazing wine and the great value proposition that we offer to our angels.
Sean, how about the value proposition for investors? Because you recently joined the OTCQX market in the United States. You already had a London listing on the AIM market, and yeah. Do you see a big investor base for yourself in the United States? What's the value to the OTCQX listing?
Yeah, I think the first thing with the OTC listing is we do have an increasingly larger contingent of our management team now based in the US. Obviously, I'm based in the US. Our CEO, Max Miller, the president of our US business, Jason Scott, the head of data and analytics. And we also see it as our largest growth opportunity. In the business. So we wanted to make sure we were listed in the US as well in some form to allow our US employee base, which is growing, to invest in the company more easily. It also provides us access to a pool of investors who are unable to trade in foreign denominated currencies. And so those are some of the benefits we saw from the listing. It does expand our reach with investors as well, to a certain extent.
I mean, looking at the growth going forward, Sean, first of all, I mean, do you have the cash to keep on funding that growth? And do you think you can continue growing at the same clip that you've grown over the past year?
Yeah, great question. So we ended the year with a very healthy balance sheet with 85 million pounds of cash on the balance sheet, which we talked about being appropriate for the opportunities that we see ahead of us and the investments that we're making in the business. Now, last year was a breakthrough year for the company. You know, as I said, we significantly accelerated our growth, and a large portion of that was due to the accelerations we saw from COVID and the pandemic. This year, we've guided to a lower growth rate, but we've also said over the medium term, we expect a 20% growth rate, sustained growth rate for the business.
Oh, that's attractive for investors. But what else would you put forward as the investment case for Naked Wines, Sean?
Yeah, great question. So I think the first thing is we have a disruptive business model that delivers a superior product to consumers. We have a large underpenetrated market, particularly in the US, which has positive secular trends. We have a very unique solution for winemakers that leans into their strengths. We have a subscription model with a very loyal customer base, attractive unit economics, and a recurring revenue stream. And we're well capitalized on the balance sheet to deliver growth and the plans that we have in store.
And maybe just before we close, I mean, how do you use the data and the analytics that you can gather to continue growing that subscription base?
Yeah, the company is a very data-driven business. So we use it in a lot of data in the business, and it's kind of part and parcel to how we operate. First of all, for the platform itself, the winemakers can use the data that we capture from the consumers to make better wines, see what consumers are enjoying about their wines, and create a very direct feedback loop, if you will, from the angels, the people consuming the wine, with the winemakers. So I think that's a critical component of it. We also use the data for ourselves to figure out, how to continue to make the offering better for our consumers on the platform.
That sounds like a win-win situation for all. Sean, thank you very much for speaking with us today. I hope we'll be speaking with you again in the future.
Great, thank you.
That's Sean Tabaki. He's the Chief Financial Officer of Naked Wines PLC.